I could be so into a guy. Like, literally full on in love with this man. Want to have this man's babies. And then the second, and I mean the second, he starts showing even the slightest bit of interest back in me. Oh my god, he's so ugly to me now. All of my interest just completely vanishes. This man is nothing but irrelevant to me now. Like, goodbye, sir. Why am I like this?
She asked, why am I like this?
Why am I like this?
And I am going to answer that question by discussing what I call the hypergamy She-Hulk. Beware, men. You need to pay attention to this one. And it has to do with two very simple reasons. The first is hypergamy. And the second is our society and culture allowing hypergamy to run rampant. So to start with hypergamy, simplified. A woman wants the highest status man that she can attain to protect and provide for herself and her children, past or future. Number two here is that hypergamy has gone out of control with sexual liberation, female empowerment, Cardi B, WAP, and the fact that women theoretically don't need men anymore because they can get big daddy government to cover a lot of expenses. Because of all of that, hypergamy has gone crazy. There's been no checks and balances. So here's the problem. Modern hypergamy isn't realistic. Because of how easy it is for women to get dates and sex, her hypergamy inflates her standards. We know that women get far more matches than the average guy. Women can get lots of dates from the simps and the betamon out there, and they can get lots of sex from most any guy. Most guys will at least sleep down. They'll casually sleep around and sleep down with women. So we understand that this is the society we're living in. But here is where it gets interesting, guys. Buckle up. So the result of this is an internal battle for women. So think of a woman that has really high standards. It's a constant battle like the Hulk to fight this internal desire to act on her hypergamy. So here's what I wanna lay out for you guys. Imagine a woman that has not been dating around and sleeping around. You can call her innocent, if you will. She is like the Hulk before transformation. She's pure and innocent, never turned into the Hulk before. But once a woman starts tasting this lifestyle, once she turns into that Hulk, the more she does it, the more dates and the more men she sleeps around with, the more her internal hypergamy gets out of control to where she can't even control it. It just comes up out of nowhere. And just take this image, right, of woman and a Hulk just battling back and forth. And the Hulk, you know, he's unpredictable. He's irrational. That is like her hypergamy that's out of control once she's on this cock carousel. So this should explain why the slightest tiny little thing now makes her hypergamy Hulk jump out and go, "Ew, I'm done with this guy now."
Oh my God, he's so ugly to me now.
Because if her entire game is to find one man, the highest status man, and she's going on tons and tons and tons of these dates, the more she dates around, right, the more she sleeps around, the higher her standards get, this She-Hulk now won't let her rest until she has this unattainable man.
I could be so into a guy, like literally full on in love with this man. Want to have this man's babies. And then the second, and I mean the second, he starts showing even the slightest bit of interest back in me. Oh my god, he's so ugly to me now. All of my interest just completely vanishes. This man is nothing but irrelevant to me now. Like, goodbye, sir. Why am I like this?
Like she even says here, you know, I could be wanting to marry this man, wanting to have his babies, and then the minute he tells me he likes me or reciprocates feelings, I'm done with him. And it's like, wow, isn't that crazy? No, it's not crazy when you understand the situation we're in today, because, right, the minute he says, oh, I like you, oh, this is great, I want you to be my girlfriend, right? The minute that happens, her simple hypergamy acts. She goes, well, I can attain this guy, right? I can already attain this guy, so now I have to find better. Once she tastes this cock carousel, this is what happens. It doesn't become about love anymore. Some people call this, like, you know, pair bonding and all that. Think about this. The more she sleeps around, everything becomes very rational in a sense to hypergamy. Nothing matters. If you love her, it doesn't matter. Oh, you're such a nice guy. No. He said he liked me, therefore I can do better. My hypergamy is very rational, saying, if we can do better, we must move on, because we need to find that one highest status man. Let's think of this She-Hulk perspective in another way. Why do women always say, man, I'm so picky, but I always pick wrong?
Excuse me. Hi. Could someone please explain to me how I can be so picky and still pick wrong?
Well, here's why. Because the good guys or the nice guys or the guys that have her best interest at heart, they're the ones that are playing by the rules. They're going, oh, I like her. I want to be serious with her. I only have eyes for her. So they're like, hey, where's this going? Do you want to be my girlfriend, right? They go for the straightforward route. They're not trying to play games. They're the good guys. However, the bad boys, the ones that treat her like trash, aren't fazed by her and her games, they don't stop their life for her. A woman's internal hypergamy never quite knows. She goes, well, I don't know if I can attain this guy. He hasn't made it clear that I can attain him. He's playing games with me. He's playing emotional games. He's manipulating me. And I can't figure out whether I have him or not yet. That is why she stays on the hook for the bad boys, the jerks, and the good guys and the nice guys don't stand a chance. It's as simple as this, guys. So the more she sleeps around, the more she dates around, fine, girls, go do it. You're empowered. But just understand, you have to live with your internal She-Hulk that won't let you settle. It'll drive you crazy. All the good guys, why do I do this? Why do I self-sabotage? Because the She-Hulk is out of control. Because hypergamy is out of control in today's day and age. So let's finish it off with a quick example of how this ends. Like we said, modern hypergamy is not realistic because she can get dates and sex from a lot of different men. It inflates her standards. The danger of this is that they start tasting the alpha buffet or the bad boy buffet. The guys that they give her all these emotions, but they aren't being up front with her. They're playing games with her, right? They're the bad boys, in a sense. Because of this, social media, online dating, all of that, women are able to connect with and hook up with lots of the alphas or the bad boys or the jerks, we could call them. And the guys that aren't actually looking to commit to her long term. They just want to get the seed off, basically. So these women taste these guys. They're able to connect and hook up with them now because of our culture. They're able to sleep around now because our culture praises that. And the problem is unreasonable expectations. Because thoughts can taste the highest status men, they believe they deserve commitment from the highest status men. This girl right here, I bet you she's hooked up with guys that she thought were attractive, muscular, maybe out of her league in a sense. So therefore, she has the confidence to want to approach this guy at the gym. Well, guess what? This guy at the gym, maybe he would have her come over on Tinder in the dark of night when no one would ever find out about it. But watch how this works in reality. Watch how this game plays out, because these are the men that she thinks she deserves commitment from. So this should be no problem to go over here, get a new boyfriend.
There's this super cute guy at the gym. Bro, what the heck?
Hey, excuse me?
Yeah.
I just want to say I think you're really cute, and I was wondering if I could get your Snapchat.
Fuck no.
Excuse me?
I'm good. Trust me. I don't know. You just kind of busted looking.
No.
I go for more like attractive ones.
Got it.
But everybody knows who this guy is. Come on, man. Come on.
I don't know. You just kind of busted looking.
No.
I go for more like attractive ones.
Got it.
What the hell was that?
Like we mentioned before, the stud man controls all. The few stud men have lots of women competing after them. Therefore, he doesn't settle. Why would he settle? He has the pick of the litter. He doesn't need to settle down. He can keep doing his thing and hang out with all sorts of different women, no problem. The result, broken heart cycle. Most women compete tirelessly for the few men that have a higher social IQ. These men will give these women false hope and end up creating jaded alpha widows. Guys, this is what I call the curse of hypergamy. It's hypergamy's dark side. Is a woman dates around and her hypergamy will never settle for a man that she already knows she can get. So by the time she meets a man that should be a great fit for her, she sees him as lesser and takes him for granted or ignores him.
And then the second, and I mean the second, he starts showing even the slightest bit of interest back in me. Oh my god, he's so ugly to me now. All of my interest just completely vanishes. This man is nothing but irrelevant to me now. Like, goodbye, sir. Why am I like this?
Right, because the nice guys are the good guys, the one that want to just start the family with her. Those guys don't manipulate, they don't play the games like these women are used to. So because of that, these guys make it too easy. So her hypergamy is like, I got this guy. Therefore, if she does decide to settle down with him, she looks at it as settling. Doesn't treat this guy with respect, or more often than not, she just ignores him, just like we saw in the opening video. All right, what do you guys think about this whole thing? Tell me your thoughts on the She-Hulk. Tell me your thoughts on this whole hypergamy going out of control. What do you guys think?
Dude, you're embarrassing me in front of the wizard.
I'm sorry. I can't, or he won't. Or like, I don't.
Hey, stand down.
Don't forget, subscribe, like, comment, share the video, but definitely subscribe.